Shifting gears now, let me take you back in time. 10 years ago this month, hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. marched to support undocumented immigrants and to oppose legislation targeting them. A decade later, we wanted to hear from some of the people who led those marches. We sent KCRW's Saul Gonzalez to speak with some of them.
It was Get Tough immigration legislation introduced by Wisconsin Republican Congressman James Sensenbrenner that sparked the protest marches of 10 years ago. Legislation that Sensenbrenner said was a necessary response to rampant illegal immigration.
Mr. Chairman, our nation has lost control of its borders, which has resulted in a sharp increase in illegal immigration.
The legislation, House Resolution 4437, mandated faster deportations and bigger fines for those employing people in the country illegally. Many interpreted the bill as also criminalizing people who even offered aid to the undocumented.
It not only cracked down and tried to demonize immigrants themselves, but anyone who helped.
Matt Barreto is a political science professor at UCLA who participated in the 2006 marches.
Anyone who even, you know, gave a ride or helped in any way an undocumented immigrant, just tried to have a better life, was going to be in violation of federal law. So it was very extreme what it was trying to do.
So after the Sensenbrenner bill passed in the House of Representatives and awaited a Senate vote, Latino activists began to organize.
I said, we have to move.
Armando Navarro teaches ethnic studies at the University of California, Riverside, and helped organize against the Sensenbrenner bill.
The only political avenue that we had available to us was take to the politics of the streets, manifested by our numbers.
The largest protest was held in Los Angeles on March 25th of 2006, with 500,000 people marching in the streets of downtown. Protests followed in dozens of cities, including New York, Dallas, Seattle, and Milwaukee. And on May 1st, organizers increased pressure by staging a day without an immigrant demonstration, urging undocumented workers from nannies to janitors to cooks to march in the streets instead of showing up at their jobs. Again, Armando Navarro.
So we combined the power of the streets with the power of the pocketbook, meaning that we were going to organize so our economic power was felt, not only our political power of the streets, but our economic power of denying people profit and so forth.
Protesters claimed victory when the Sensenbrenner bill was defeated in the Senate. But since the 2006 marches, immigration advocates have debated the demonstration's legacy. Political scientist Matt Barreto says the marches allowed for initiatives like DACA, which lets undocumented people who were brought to the U.S. as kids stay here. He also says the 2006 protests created new leaders and political unity among Latinos.
It didn't matter if you were conservative. It didn't matter if you were U.S. born and third generation. Everyone could relate to what was happening. And that created this Latino identity that has since not left.
But Armando Navarro, who helped organize the 2006 marches, isn't as optimistic. He says that the defeat of the Sensenbrenner bill was quickly followed by more deportations and zero progress when it came to passing comprehensive immigration reform, including creating a path to citizenship for undocumented residents. Navarro blames some of this on activists who he believes didn't capitalize on the momentum of the 2006 marches.
And efforts were made during the latter part of 2006 to recapture that incredible energy, to recapture and revitalize it and move it forward now with the immigration reform as a focus. We didn't succeed.
Others argue that the 2006 marches created a lasting backlash against immigrants that's most recently found expression in the campaign rhetoric of Donald Trump.
Many of these gang members are illegal immigrants. They're rough dudes. They will be out of here so freaking fast.
Matt Barreto says if immigration rights activists want to revive the spirit of 2006 today, they need to do it at the ballot box and the streets.
You saw that as a theme in the rallies back in 06. There were a lot of signs that said, hoy marchamos, mañana votamos. Today we march, tomorrow we vote. So I would say that's the biggest objective now, is how do we take that energy that was there in 06 and turn it into very high rates of voter registration and voter turnout. Because when that tide turns, at that point, we'll have much more opportunity to send a message to politicians by voting.
We'll see if that happens this election year. For The World, I'm Saul Gonzalez, Los Angeles.